This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hello again, everybody. From the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute, I'm Christian Garman with another Gulf Stories moment. My guest today, Dr. Della Scott Ireton, Associate Director from the Florida Public Archaeology Network. And today we're talking about a really cool program that she's helped to create where they're training divers who come upon shipwrecks in terms of what do you do if you find some sort of an archaeological, historical great piece. Dr. Scott Ireton, how are you?
Very well. Thank you so much.
This is so cool because, as we've talked about on this show so many times, there's so much to find in our waters, isn't there?
There is. There's a tremendous amount out there all around Pensacola, but all around the state of Florida as well. And my organization, the Florida Public Archaeology Network, learned pretty early on that people want to get involved. They want to know what to do if they find something, and then they also want to help in archaeological projects. And so this program is our effort to help people get involved in underwater archaeology as well.
Obviously, we're Florida, so we've got water everywhere. So Underwater archaeology plays a big role. Is there a ton to learn in terms of what to do? How much are people who are part of this program actually doing other than just simply alerting you guys to what they've come to?
They're doing a lot. Actually, this is a citizen science program is really what it is. We are working with sport divers to help them help us archaeologists in our management and recording and monitoring responsibilities for shipwreck sites, as well as other underwater cultural resources, other kinds of sites as well. And there's a lot that people can do. And what we teach is non-disturbance recording and monitoring. So this is not to go out and excavate a site. This is to record what's there and let us know about it. These sites that are underwater are protected by state and federal law, just as archaeological sites on land are protected. That doesn't mean you can't go visit them. We want people to go and visit these sites, but also to dive them with care and respect and learn what you can't do and what you cannot do.
How often does it happen where somebody who had not gotten into this program, somebody who was just out diving, comes across something pretty significant? I mean, is that...
It happens occasionally. It does. Several years ago here in Pensacola, some local sport divers alerted us to the presence of a shipwreck called Catherine, which is sunk out near Fort Pickens. And it was a site that we had kind of known about but had been covered up with sand for many years. And they happened to find it after it had been uncovered. And so they alerted the university and the state, and we ended up having a wonderful master's thesis project from the university come out of it.
Have you had a situation where something like that came upon, but someone did the wrong thing and something was lost because someone didn't know what they were supposed to do?
It does happen. There seems to be kind of this idea that if things are underwater, somehow they're up for grabs for people to take. And just like you would never dream of going to, for instance, Mount Vernon and chipping a brick out of the side of Mount Vernon to take home and go on your mantle, you should also not think about going to a historic shipwreck and chipping a porthole out of the side of it to go on your mantle. It's the same thing. These sites are protected by law in the first place, but also when the pieces are left in place, we can learn a lot more about it.
What are some of the things, what do you teach them?
So in our class, it's a couple of evenings in the classroom, and then we do some practicing in a pool, and then we go out into an open water environment to do some real world mapping. And we talk about what archaeology is and isn't. We talk a little bit about ship construction, ethics in archaeology, some conservation of resources, as well as how we date sites and what artifacts can tell us about the sites that we're looking at. And then we teach them some non-disturbance recording. So literally laying out baselines, stringing tapes, helping to make a preliminary site plan. And that kind of information helps archaeologists then to know what to do with these sites.
People who are doing all of that, I mean, they must be pretty interested. Do they then sort of actively go look for stuff?
In some cases they do, and we encourage them to. For example, on navigation charts, in many cases where wrecks and obstructions are listed on navigation charts, all we know is that it's an obstruction. We don't know what it is. It could be a pile of tires. It could be a historic shipwreck. And so we have divers that we have trained all around the state who are going out checking out these obstructions and letting us know, hey, you should come check this out. It may be something interesting, or no, that's an old barge.
It's so cool. The last thing I'll ask you for someone listening who maybe wants to be part of the class, how do they get involved? Where do they go?
So you can contact the Florida Public Archaeology Network at fpan.us and give me a call, shoot me an email. We also have a website for the SEAS program on our site and learn more about it. We typically go to wherever there's a local dive shop that wants to host it, and we'll do it.
Love it. Dr. Della Scott Ireton, thank you for telling us all about it.
Thank you.
For more Gulf stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.